Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.5.com podcast is presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A quick word here for Bud Light. Soccer fans, the official beer of the Houston Dynamo, the Mexican national team, and of course, Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light reminds you that there is tremendous international soccer coming through Houston this summer. The Gold Cup will be at BBVA Compass Stadium. You'll have an opportunity to catch Giles Barnes playing with Jamaica, Jermaine Taylor likely. You got Costa Rica, the sensation of the World Cup, coming to town. El Salvador as well, and Canada. So the Gold Cup will be in July. So Bud Light reminds you to get over to BBVA Compass Stadium. Take in international soccer in this beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light, the official beer of the CONCACAF Gold Cup. And by the way, if you are a country music fan, the one and only Kenny Chesney will be playing in May down at BBVA Compass Stadium. So all kinds of amazing events there. And again, Bud Light, have long time been great supporters. I will say personally of me here on the radio, and I thank them and Camilo Rojas and company for supporting the game of soccer on the radio. All right, right now I've got a four-pack to the Houston Dash right now against FC Kansas City, defending champions, this Saturday, May 2nd. So you got the Dynamo May 1st against FC Dallas, Saturday, May 2nd. Houston Dash, FC Kansas City, four tickets right now for the sixth caller at 713-780-3776. And with that, I take you to the manager of FC Dallas. The rivalry will be renewed Friday night. He is the one and only Oscar Perea. Oscar, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Brian, it's great to hear you again, and obviously to tailor your show to the people.
I appreciate you making the effort to come on. It is always great to hear from a manager, and of course, I go back to the days of calling games when Oscar Perea was patrolling the midfield for the Dallas Burn back in those days. Some very exciting and interesting teams. Oscar, do you ever reflect on the years of the Burn at the Cotton Bowl and, you know, Hugo Sanchez being here, a lot of the Hispanic fans were getting out? Those were some pretty special times back then, weren't they?
Special times, Glenn, for sure. But at the same time, it made us feel very proud to see how the game has grown in our country here, and how we've been part of that growing. So we're excited to see how the Major League Soccer is right now. But definitely, that was a good, great time back in the time.
All right, so FC Dallas, your team getting set to take on the Dynamo. You guys got off to a great start this year. A little bump in the road here as of late, but to have Houston in the Western Conference now and to get three matches against them, how do you feel about that? Because this is a nice little rivalry that can be renewed maybe in a bigger way.
Yeah, it's great. We'll look forward to go to Houston this weekend. The importance of the game being a conference one, and at the same time to see how the Houston has brought a lot of new players and new coach and the staff this year. We have seen the games, obviously, and the scouting is a very good team that the people should be proud of. And we're excited, Glenn. We're excited. I thought it's going to be a great match. The rivalry, obviously, it will increase the demandings of us to get some points there. So we're definitely just looking forward to have a good one.
Regional rivalries, so important. Oscar Perea, the manager of FC Dallas, joining us here. He was an outstanding player in his time, played in the Colombian First Division, also here in Major League Soccer for Dallas, and also represented the Colombian national team. Tell me a little bit about Colombian soccer right now. There's a lot going on down there. It seems to be a fertile ground also to acquire players in Colombia right now. Take me into that a little bit, Oscar, because you're very familiar with it.
Right. After our participation, Glenn, and three World Cups in a row in the 90s, we started having some difficulties to give continuity to that success. And so we have no participation in the next two or three World Cups. But now the new generation is blooming. We can see that the process that we started with the minor divisions and with the youngsters there and getting them in the best clubs in Europe has been paying right off to us. And then we had a tremendous participation in the World Cup. And can see that the Colombian players are being rated very high now, and not just in some countries in Europe, but definitely in one of the best clubs like Helmut Rodriguez and Falcao. So we're very proud of this new generation. They're doing very well. The Colombian soccer right now it's around the world and spread it high, and we're happy, Len. I think it's a good moment for Colombian soccer.
Oscar, how financially strong are teams in the Colombian First Division? Is it a struggle for them financially?
I think some of them. It's obviously difficult, Len, to have 24 teams and same financial status. There is always 5-6 teams that are stronger in that regard, and some others that just find a day by day thing and trying to survive. But I think the TV, also the marketing, and the way they have been exporting players to Europe and to other places has been a big help for the economy of the league. I can say it's a league that has been stable, especially since we had a very good World Cup, and the clubs have been, they got back the attention of the fans, and they have been more frequently in the stadium. So that helped definitely.
FC Dallas head coach Oscar Perea joining us. Fabian Castillo, look, I know everybody talks about his pace. We know that. But his ability to change direction at speed for me is just, it's almost eye-popping.
Right, Fabian is, and I'm gonna add something. Also, Glenn, Fabian has one characteristic that I it's difficult to see. And people may not believe this, but I can say that I have seen Fabian being fast, running faster with the ball than without it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's difficult to understand, you know. And we have been doing some exercises when we really are interested. I have been interested to time it, because when he starts running with the ball, sometimes he looks more, or they have more speed in that regard. And also the change of direction that you point. We're happy to have him. Definitely, Glenn, is an honor for me to coach this player, being a Colombian also, being a young player that call everybody's attention, and being so young and being part of the Major League Soccer still, renew a contract with the club that shows that he has commitment with this league here and the way we're growing. So all those things just making a very special person.
And Oscar, he's bringing you that end product that, you know, for a couple of years when he was a very young man, people were saying, you know, okay, the challenge for him is to bring the end product, is to create goal scoring chances for others, to bring a wide game to you, to score the occasional goal. He's bringing end product, isn't he?
Yes. It's one of the aspects and the league has been grown also. It's attracting these young men that are being very productive for the teams. And in the case of Fabian, and we can point some others too, but the product has been good.
Oscar Pereja, FC Dallas manager, joining us here. You know, you've got some highly emotional players, Blas Perez, Fabian Casillo. You don't want to ever take that emotion away from them, but let's face it, Blas Perez has gotten sent off a number of times. He's an exceptional striker. Is it tough to manage the emotion of these guys? Because you don't want to take that away from them, because that's sort of what makes them, right?
It is difficult to manage it. You said very well, very precise on him. You don't want to take away that passion from him. That will make him be a different human being and maybe not as successful as they had been before. Because that's the way they view the game. That's the way they feel. We obviously are trying to get better in that part. We're trying every day to mold them into the players that can continue to have that passion and emotion part of the game, but at the same time that we can avoid yellow cards and red cards. And but sometimes, Glenn, it's difficult when you get stigmatized by something, and everything that you do is being measured that way with the history that you have. And I think in the Blas's case, is probably he doesn't help himself in that part. But he's a tremendous human being. You got to see his professionalism, and the day in and day out in the training ground with his teammates at the locker room, and the way he behaves is an example for us. In the games, sometimes his emotions are bigger than him, but we got to deal with that. And you know, we absorb that part, and you cannot just take the best part of them and discard the rest. You got to take the whole package, and I will back them up 100% every time, because they gave us all. They empty themselves every time they are, whether in the training or in the field.
Oscar Pereja, FC Dallas manager. Before I let you go, Oscar, take a glimpse at Houston for me. This has to look like a very different Houston to you.
It's different for sure. I can see the transformation in the last 7 games when we scout him, when we see how they're playing, and despite they have many players from the last process, because has his signature and his stamp. We can see that things have changed there and are different. Obviously, we look forward to face them and try to get the best out of the game, but for sure it's going to be a very difficult match.
Oscar, as always, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure catching up with you, and I wish you the best with FC Dallas, and we look forward to seeing a great match between the Dynamo and your squad.
Thank you, Glenn. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for always making the time for me, Oscar. I appreciate it immensely. That's Oscar Pereja, head coach of FC Dallas. Always great to get managers on. You know, some are more willing to talk than others, and look, it's their prerogative. Nobody here is ever going to tell the managers if they should talk and do media and all that. But, boy, it is great when you get coaches. And, you know, you don't always get everything from them. They can't give it away, and you know that. We all know that. But I'll tell you, here in Houston, you've got a manager in Owen Coyle that's really willing to talk about his team in a lot of shapes and forms. I did a 24-minute interview with him last week. And if you really want to get into the ins and outs of your soccer team here in Houston, You listen to those interviews because there's a lot of subtle things given away. And he's also reminded us there's more to come in the summer when it comes to player acquisitions. I don't think there's any question. Now, I put something out last week about Chelsea coming here. That was a legitimate rumor. I can't tell you the source, but that's a legitimate rumor. That now seems to be dead. So I just want to make that clear to people. But the Dynamo still will have an international game with the Dynamo Charities. 713-780-3776 is the number. I will just quickly remind you that Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, my good friend Jan Christensen, get over to his store, Fondren and Westheimer. Again, our thanks to Liberty Kitchen, 7-Up, Bud Light, Bar Munich, Daspit Law Firm, and, of course, the gorgeous Gale. I will also remind you, it's the Dynamo this Friday, taking on FC Dallas. Saturday, it's a Houston Dash against FC Kansas City, who, by the way, were the NWSL champions last year. They defeated the Seattle Reign in the final. So, women soccer fans, your opportunity to get out and catch a Houston Dash down at the beautiful BBVA Cup of Stadium, their second home game of the year. They're coming off a 3-2 loss to Boston. All right, we'll take a break right now. Four tickets have been given away for the Dash and FC Kansas City. I got another pair right now at 713-780-3776. Sixth caller will get them. I will remind you, go over to our Facebook page, Soccer Matters. There's video of producer Mike's birthday cake. You'll notice that there's a little nod to Soccer Matters on there just because we want to keep producer Mike's loyalties with the great sport of soccer. But that's a birthday cake from the whole station to producer Mike. So, again, Facebook, Soccer Matters, Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, and Instagram, Glenn Davis Soccer. We're always trying to do a little bit of social media to keep you up and going. Quick break here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. You know it.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Well, no better time to have on the one and only Lloyd Barker from the Montreal Gazette here, former player with the Montreal Impact, ahead of the Montreal Impact in the second leg in the CONCACAF Champions League Finals against Club America this Wednesday night. Sold out in Montreal. Lloyd, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
It's a pleasure, Glenn. It's a pleasure. Ahead of the big game. Really excited here for Montreal.
Yeah, talk just a little bit about the excitement on the ground in the city.
Oh, yeah. It's come to life now. It's the real deal now. I don't think anyone is thinking this is a normal situation. And to be honest with you, no one's thinking Major League Soccer. And no one's even contemplating the fact that 1 week after tomorrow, they try to do this all over again because the Canadian Championship starts 1 week after tomorrow.
Jeez.
So there are a lot of things that in and around this game, but no one is looking past this game. It's going to be sold out. They put down extra seats. Before I got on the phone with you, I got three text messages from last second tomorrow from people that do not ever go to Montreal Impact games. So the hype is real, and it's an exciting moment because really it's a massive, massive match.
Wonderful point you just bring up, though, because of this large crowd and these large crowds that they've generated and the buzz they've generated. Boy, what a great potential opportunity to earn new fans and unique fans.
Indeed it is, and every opportunity you get, especially here in Canada, because you know, you're always competing against hockey. I know hockey will always win that battle, don't get me wrong, but you're always kind of in the background of hockey, and wouldn't you know it, the Montreal Canadiens, the hockey team here, are in the midst of a playoff. And luckily for the Impact, they wrapped up their series recently against Ottawa, so they're off. So there's no competition tomorrow in terms of trying to grab anyone's attention. It's all on Montreal, and you know, there are a lot of people that are non fans of the game, really non fans, not just casual fans, just non fans that are drawn to this because they know it's an event. It's not a Canadian team against another Canadian team or a Canadian team against an American team. As we know, obviously, it takes place in Major League Soccer. I think the international flavor of this is also an appeal for everyone, and it's a fantastic opportunity to draw people. And of course, the catch now is to draw them in, but then you've still got to keep them. That's the biggest challenge, right? We've seen that before.
Montreal Club America tied 1-1 in Azteca Stadium. Uribe Peralta getting a late goal for Club America. Ignacio Piatti for Montreal. Incredible amount of money. $250,000 spent on the preparation, the hotel, and all of that down there. Does this set the bar higher for other Major League Soccer teams, what Montreal is doing? It just makes you want to pull for them even more, the seriousness which with they have taken this tournament.
Well, I think what it shows, for one thing, when you look at the whole scenario of how the team is prepared and kind of the privileges they've been afforded, let's be honest, Major League Soccer as a league has done wonders, and teams in general, and specifically Chicago and San Jose, who reschedule their games, they've worked hand-in-hand with Montreal to accommodate this whole drive, this historic run to the finals. And so it goes without saying that the whole Montreal is not just on their own in what they've done here, but they've been getting help along the way, and I know they're thankful for that. It's interesting because you mentioned raising the bar, and I think at the end of the day, you wonder how long will this last. And I think the reality is Major League Soccer teams right now are helping Montreal, but long term, you know, maybe 20, maybe 30 years from now, that's not going to happen. And that's the reality. Teams will not reschedule games for Montreal anymore. As a matter of fact, you know, they'll go out of their way to not have Montreal win this thing. Why? Because this is a novelty now. It's a situation where it's not just a Major League Soccer team, rather, against another team. This is a team in Major League that's competing against the rival league of Major League Soccer, which is League MX. And so this is Major League Soccer against League MX, Glenn. And I think we all know this. It's why they're rescheduling the games. It's why the expenses have been racked up by Montreal, because let's face it, they've had the time in between now where if these games were not scheduled, they wouldn't have been in the position to spend X amount of dollars to prepare, because they would have been in Mexico only probably 2-3 days prior. With that said, they've spared no expense, because you'll get this money back if you make the FIFA World Cup.
You'll get it back in some.
Memory serves me, yeah. About $500,000 you get just by getting there and finishing last place in that tournament. So it's money well spent.
Yeah, it's exciting. And listen, I don't think there's any question. You have to give a lot of credit to Joey Saputo for spending this money and making this real and going for this. I mean, that alone makes me want to pull for Montreal.
Oh, indeed. And again, you know, I know I'm speaking to the Montreal people here, and they are really thankful for the help that they've received from the rest of the teams, the support they've received, and the league, of course, Major League Soccer. Joey Saputo has been under some pressure here to try to bring in a designated player, and people have accused him of penny pinching. He's come out and made remarks that he has to spend wisely, and it's about balancing the budget, and so on and so on. He's not taking the path that Toronto FC is doing, which is to spend lavishly without considering the bottom line. And so, you know, you can misconstrue that and think, okay, he doesn't want to spend. But I'm with Joey, and he wants to spend wisely. And you know, we've seen in the past with other teams, it's not about just bringing in a designated player and you win anything. That's not how it works. And it's not about bringing in a designated player and all of a sudden your stadium fills up. So he spends wisely, and people misinterpret that. But I think there's no question here that he cannot be, there's no misunderstanding here. He has put his money where his mouth is, and he's put his team in the best position possible to win this thing. And again, there's been help along the way, but there's no more help than what Joe Saputo has done, which is to put down the buck and put these players, giving these players every single tool, really, to get a positive result and win this thing ultimately.
He's Lloyd Barker of the Montreal Gazette. Well, not only that, I mean, let's also add in the fact that they've committed financially very heavily to a USL Pro team as well, right?
Oh, and that's going well. I mean, it's exactly what they wanted. This is and you know, the loss in the background is their training center is about to be open any day now as well here in Montreal, and that's another $20 million. So slowly but surely it's coming through. They've got a plan. I know Joey has a plan. I speak to him off air. They've got a long-term plan. They haven't revealed all the plan to the entire city here. But so far, everything's kind of coming together. That training center was a mandate of Nick DeSantis, and that's come through. And that's about to be open any minute now. And the USL team is in full-fledged. You know, the young boys are getting minutes, and not just here in Montreal, but it's working around the league as well. Still yet to be decided if it's a you know, it's a success ultimately at the end of the day. But I don't think you can certainly negate the fact that, you know, the young players are getting minutes, valuable minutes. It's needed minutes. It's the only way they're going to develop at a pace and a steady pace that they need to. And so, yeah, there's everything that's kind of going on behind the scenes is coming together for Montreal. And you just hope now they get a result tomorrow and it's a really historic day, not just in the city, around the league as well. And hopefully they can pick up from that and carry that on into Major League Soccer, because it's still, you know, we're not going to stress on that right now, but they still got some ways to go to get things right in Major League Soccer as well.
Yeah, and let's be fair. Don't you think we're not lying when we say maybe Major League Soccer has been secondary for the last couple of weeks to the Montreal Impact?
Well, I tell you what, if you ask a player on air and off air, he'll probably give you two different responses.
Yeah.
You know, there's no question that, players, for example, the game against Houston, and I know for a fact that guys really just wanted to get out of there unscathed, you know, uninjured. Of course, they came to Houston to get the result. But, you know, at the end of the game, they're disappointed about the loss, of course, yes, but there's some positives that they took out of there, and no more so than the fact that, you know, most of the players left healthy to face this very next game, which happens to be this game tomorrow. So, that was actually the next game was in Mexico, the first leg. So, you know, that's always been on the players' mind. And again, if they're honest, they would tell you that Major League Soccer has been put on the back burner. And I've said this before, I think their season begins on May 6th when they play that Canadian Championship game against Toronto FC, because everything before that has been kind of the lead up in preparation for the CONCACAF run. And who's to blame them? I mean, it's a massive, massive competition, and I don't think anyone would hold it against them.
All of Major League Soccer are going to be pulling for the Montreal Impact. All right, last question before I let you go, because this is a real storyline. Starting goalkeeper Evan Bush suspended for Wednesday's finale because of the fact that he picked up a yellow card. The backup goalkeeper Eric Kronberg was cup-tied with Sporting Kansas City. So now, in the 11th hour here, the Montreal Impact have signed Christian Nitsch, who has played in Germany in the Bundesliga and in the Bundesliga 2. He's also been playing here for the Indy 11. So here's a guy with experience being brought in to sort of put the Superman cape on and play great in goal for them on Wednesday night against Club America.
Yeah, and he's capable. But before I get to that, you know, Evan Bush, I must say, he doesn't deserve to be suspended in this game.
Agreed.
The yellow card that he picked up was weak. You know, he'd been scored on. He took the ball out of the goal. He tried to send it back up to center by kicking it, which he does every single time he gets scored on. It was weak, and you know, it's CONCACAF. And I have such a problem, you know, with referees deciding and having such a major, major influence on the outcome of the game. You know, I saw the game in Houston recently, and it was a fantastic game. Ended 4-4, you know, one for the ages, I would say. But my word, I mean, the referee called a penalty shot that had no business being called a penalty shot and just influenced that game. And he was part of the reason the game was so epic, because Houston played a man down and fought their way back. It just takes me to Evan, because I feel for him, because he's missing the biggest game of his career so far. And he's done so much, you know, up to this stage that he's missing this game. It's a travesty.
Cruel.
Saying that, it opens the door. When one door closes, another one opens, doesn't it? Because the fella comes in now, Christian Nitsch, and by all accounts, he's very, very capable. He's just one goal against, averages one goal against in the four games so far in the NASL with Indy. Last season, he went on nearly 400 minutes of without getting beaten, and that's a modern day record. So we're talking about a guy who's very capable. You mentioned the leagues he's played in, including the Bundesliga. So I don't think there's an issue in terms of goalkeeping anymore. There was, because one wondered who they would sign. Obviously, they had to come up with a good deal for Indy to let go their number one keeper, who is a big part of their community, from what I gather as well. So it's a big moment that Evan Bush is missing the game, but I think it's a real opportunity here for this young man to step in. Actually, he's not even a young man. He's 33 years old, isn't he? Veteran in the game, to step in and show his colors. And I'm confident that he has the ability to do so and to help this team. But it's a big storyline. But I tell you what, Glenn, I also think there's also a parallel storyline, because Montreal conceded 25 shots to Club America in Mexico, and they only shot three times, including just two on target. So that's also a point of contention as well for them. So they've got two ends of the field to worry about. And the bottom line is tomorrow they've got to play a full, complete game to get this positive result. So all of Major League Soccer can rejoice in the joy that is the Montreal Impact victory.
Well, it's a fascinating storyline, and it even gets better because Moises Munoz, who, by the way, grew up in San Jose, who's a goalkeeper for Club America, has, he's been talking a little bit of smack, saying that Club America is going to score five goals and are going to thump Montreal. I'm pretty surprised that he would provide that fodder.
I don't see five goals scoring on a Montreal team. I mean, let's remember this now. If the game,
but why would he say that, Lloyd? I mean, that's just an opportunity to motivate an opponent.
Indeed, it is. I mean,
it's five goals.
I mean, that's a lot. If you come out and say, you know, Club America will win the match, I've got no problem with that. But five goals, I can't see that happening.
He called the Montreal Impact lucky as well, Lloyd. He called them lucky and undeserving of the title of CONCACAF champions. Oof. This is some pretty heavy stuff here from Moises.
That's harsh, and I think at the end of the day, you've got to give credit where credit is due, and Montreal might not be lighting up Major League Soccer, but they've taken the CONCACAF Champions League seriously. They've taken the whole run, including qualifying for this through the Canadian Championship, seriously, where maybe some teams did not, and they're getting their just reward, and it's as simple as that. You can't put out second teams, B teams, combined with first team players, and call like New York Red Bull did in the first round of the group stages, rather, of the CONCACAF Champions League and think you're going to get to this stage. You got to take this thing serious. We see it all the time in the English FA Cup, and we see it in other tournaments. If you want to win this thing, you got to take it serious from day one. Montreal has done so, and for good reason. You know, they were faltering in Major League Soccer, so they only had one focus, which is to concentrate on the side tournament, which was this tournament, and they're getting their just reward. And anyone tries to discredit them, it's sheer ignorance for me.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lloyd. Listen, Lloyd, thank you for coming on tonight. No better guy to talk about ahead of this game. Lloyd Barker with the Montreal Gazette, former player with the Montreal Impact. Lloyd, as always, we really appreciate your time.
That's a pleasure, Paul, and enjoy the game, all right? And root for us over here in Montreal.
100%. I'm behind it. I'm planning my day tomorrow around that game, which will be 7 o'clock Central Time here in Houston on Fox Sports 1. And there's going to be MLS fans around the country watching it. Thank you, Lloyd.
Take care, buddy.
All right, that's Lloyd Barker, Montreal Gazette. Great stuff there. So we bounce all over the place. Talking in Germany, we went to Munich, we go to Canada. Soccer Matters, Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM, Dynamo All Access. We make it international. We'll take a break now.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, tonight we wrap it up in big style. And as you know, on Soccer Matters, we go around the world. And one of our great stops is Munich, Germany. Before I get to our special guest, quick word here for Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you that things are happening down at BBVA Compass Stadium this summer. You got the Gold Cup. You got all kinds of great activity down there, including the Houston Dynamo and the Houston Dash. Bud Light reminds you, get over to HoustonDynamo.com. That's where you can get your tickets to all these games. Also over to BBVACompass.com is where you can get tickets for the Gold Cup. And by the way, Jamaica will be playing Canada in that, and you'll have a shot at seeing the likes of Giles Barnes and Jermaine Taylor representing the Reggae Boys. Bud Light, tremendous sponsors of the game of soccer. They are global, just like the game. Our thanks to Bud Light for supporting soccer on the radio. With that, we bring in from Munich, Germany, of Talking Fußball, my good friend Sal Mithas. Sal, how are you?
Guten Abend, Glenn. Guten Abend to everybody.
All right, so listen, let's get right into this, because today, huge Borussia Dortmund 2-0 on penalty kicks after extra time, knock Bayern Munich out of the cup in Germany, and this means the treble is history.
And not only the treble, this is the first time Germany have lost the domestic cup title for almost 3 years. And, you know, this is good for German football. For all the clubs here, anyone other than Bayern winning is great. And especially for Dortmund, they've had a rough season. This was their moment of glory, a Super Bowl, you can call it, a chance for a title after so much expectations and falling short. And now they got their coach leaving. And when the key is with Klopp, with Jurgen Klopp leaving, they will remember that he's the reason why they can battle with Bayern. And what a game by Aussie Mitch Langerak, the goalkeeper. Spoke to him 2 years ago. He was just waiting for his chance. I think he's ready, Glenn.
Yeah, and by the way, this was at the Allianz Arena, the home of Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich right. Outshooting Dortmund 19-10, 6 on target, 4 on target for Borussia Dortmund. You know, I think you bring a great point up. It is healthy, isn't it, when the Giants get beat? Because, look, Bayern Munich's been cherry-picking all the great players of Borussia Dortmund over the years.
Yeah, actually, the guy who scored the first goal, Lewandowski, he's been the stable there, Robert Lewandowski. You know, he left Dortmund for Bayern. And then Mario Götze, the young guy who scored the winning goal in the World Cup. You know, they're cherry-picking those guys. And that's one of the reasons why Dortmund has struggled this year, because of, you know, unable to get that talent. And, of course, Klopp losing his, and I mentioned it last week, you know, the inspiration getting his team. But, you know, Glenn, you mentioned it last week about a wake-up call to Bayern. This was their first defeat of consequence. Sure, they lost at Porto, but they still had their second leg. So perhaps this will help them against Barca, knowing that they cannot fall behind when they play their first game next week. But with the injuries, now Lewandowski had a concussion check afterwards. Thiago also with an injury. And then Robin, who came in, had to leave at the end. And with Ribery questionable, this was a major shot to Bayern's confidence. How they react, how they recover will be key.
Yeah, and I want to get into that a little bit right now because, you know, with them drawing Barcelona injuries here, what's the reaction from the fans and everybody in Munich now that Dortmund knocks off Bayern in this? I mean, is there a little bit of a panic? Is there a real concern now about sort of the fallout ahead of Barcelona?
Yeah, that armor, as you would say, or, you know, since we're talking about Avengers next week coming to the theaters, that unbeatable metal, that unbelievable superpower that they had has now been shown even more brightly. And with those injuries, I mean, you can say, okay, you know what, it was a fluke thing. We had our best team out there. Ribery and Robin were ineffective tonight. You know, Schweinsteiger, even Neuer was human. I mean, my gosh, Neuer, his first time you've seen him become a human. They weren't at full strength. And so can they recover against the time? We've seen some of their kryptonite showing against, I know I'm mixing superhero things here, but against Porto and Donetsk. We're talking about three of the top European teams. Whether they got Juventus, if they got Real Madrid, we saw what they did to them last year. But now they have Barcelona and Messi. And, yeah, they're scared that they went from winning a treble 24 hours ago to maybe just winning the Bundesliga title.
How about in the post-game presser? How did Pep Guardiola act?
Unfortunately, I had to leave early, and I was looking before the match. So, you know, perhaps by the time everyone listens to the show, they can see his disappointment. But there was one key shot where Klopp ran on the pitch to celebrate with this player, ran right past Pep Guardiola, who was actually watched him run by. I guess he was waiting for a handshake. But Guardiola got a little taste of his own medicine where sometimes he just shakes his finger at the opposing coach and runs off the pitch. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I don't think this is going to hurt Pep as much because I think Barca is that big fish that they want, or the Champions League is what they really want. We'll see if that comes back to bite him. But they won't have their medical doctor to blame if they're not 100% because they already got rid of him.
It's unbelievable, the accountability. We're going to blame it on a doctor who's been there for many, many years. He's Sal Mitha. He's talking football. Again, Bayern Munich and Barcelona coming up. I mean, you could not have put together a better scenario here with Pep Guardiola being the legendary coach at Barca and now taking on Bayern. How ratcheted up are people getting for this in Munich?
Yeah, no, it's great because, you know, it's not going to be a ho-hum. As I mentioned, now we got a Bayern team that's kind of shaking. This was the same Barcelona team that came in 2 years ago, also a little bit injured. Messi wasn't 100%. So maybe there could be some, you know, there's going to be some revenge on the mind also for Bayern to try to get back to the final. And think about it, what's terrible for Bayern, they could have played two finals in Berlin. They could have stayed in Berlin for the rest of May because the Champions League finals in Berlin, and they always play the German Cup final in Berlin. They might not even miss out on all in Berlin. So the team, this is their saving grace. And yes, they won the Bundesliga title. They won it very easily because Wolfsburg lost on Sunday. So this was an easy march to the season. The key will be, can they win the Champions League? And so they're going to be happy to beat Barcelona to get there, and then they're going to face a strong Real Madrid to get revenge. But they still have to get to Berlin.
Sal Meath, the Talking Fußball, joining us here. Hey, look, do you have any insight into where you think Jurgen Klopp is going to end up? I'm hearing all the rumors, but you being in Germany, there may be something else going on there. Do you hear any rumors of where you think he'll end up?
No, nothing more than, you know, who would replace Klopp, and we mentioned it that they wanted a German for Dortmund. So Klopp, as I mentioned, you know, he got the taste of the English media when they played. He takes some time off. He says he's tired of coaching at Dortmund, but he's not tired at all of coaching. He wants to coach. It's not one of those situations where a coach says, I need some time from the game, and he spent time with my family. He just was sick and tired now of the situation at Dortmund. He did everything he could. It just wasn't working, but he feels he can coach. So I think any club, especially after what he just did tonight in Munich, any club would want a coach who can turn things around and, using the right amount of players, the right amount of talent, be able to win, if not titles, but try to get to the top game.
He is Sal Meath of Talking Fußball. And again, we take you around the world. We are calling to Munich, Germany tonight, and this is live, and Sal is up at this hour. So, Sal, again, we do appreciate you being up for this. By the way, missed penalty kicks. Philipp Lahm, Thiago, Mario Götze, and Manuel Neuer. Manuel Neuer, the goalkeeper, one of the top choices of Pep Guardiola to take penalties. Interesting.
Well, you know, he's become more than just a goalkeeper. He's that fifth defender, and he does everything he can. But still questionable. Think about it. You went with Lahm, and actually, if you go back, Lahm at the first two kicks, Lahm slipped, and so did the second kick, Alonso. So you had those guys kicking it first. Usually you would have Robin. Robin has been spot on. What happened to Müller? Maybe he was saving Müller to win it. And of course, and you got Bastian Schweinsteiger, who is the pseudo captain, but also the clutch kicker. So to me, it was kind of questionable that he had this lineup started off. Usually you want to get the first two kicks in, three kicks in, and put the pressure on the other team. But by missing the first one and then Dortmund making the first two, the pressure was on. Neuer got a save, but then he hit the bar, and then it was over.
Unbelievable drama in Germany today. And let's talk a little bit about the relegation battle in Germany.
Sure.
and promotion, because this is equally as exciting as everything that's going on there.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that the relegation battle and the promotion battle is also tied in with the last European spots. But, you know, let's talk about relegation. You got two traditional names of Germany, Hanover and Hamburg, fighting to stay out of the relegation playoffs. Hanover is at Wolfsburg, probably licking their chops after losing the Bundesliga title last weekend. And you got Hamburg at Mainz, who beat Schalke 2-0 last weekend. So Freiburg is at Stuttgart. They're just above Hanover. If they don't want to be pulled in the fray, they need to win this week, or we can see them sink. But two traditional clubs, one of them, and Hamburg have never been relegated. This will be history in the making there if they go down. They actually have a clock in their stadium to show how many minutes and hours and seconds they've been in the Bundesliga. And I've been joked many times by Talking Fußball fans that, Sal, are you waiting for that clock to go off? Yes, I'm waiting for that clock to go off.
Sal Meath joining us here. Hanover 96, by the way, assistant coach there now is Steve Cherundolo. Just reflect very quickly here on what a legend he is at Hanover, because I don't think sometimes he gets really the notoriety here in the United States for career abroad. You know, everybody kind of goes to Premier League guys, but man, what a career and what an adored guy he is and revered guy he is at Hanover.
Yeah, you know, after moving to Germany and after that World Cup in 2002, I got to get to know some of the players. And I was like, oh, my God, Steve Cherundolo. And he helped Hanover get up into the Bundesliga. So he was there in the second league and playing at the top level. He's been a captain there, and he's helped that team, and also playing internationally. He's one of those guys where, you know, when the people have the pictures of players and you have no idea who they are, you know, they're not a Messi, they're not a Robin, they're not a Ronaldo. He's one of those players that they have a picture of. So when you get your picture in the fan curve, in the fan section, Cherundolo is one of those players that the fans revere him. They know where he came from, that he's a foreigner. He's helped their team get into the first league and stay there. But now, unfortunately, as assistant coach, not as successful as they're fighting to stay up, but hopefully they can stay up. But definitely one of those players, like you said, we talk about the Premier League, we talk about the Tim Howards and the Casey Kellers as goalkeepers, but this is a guy that plays in the middle of the pitch, has been a symbol of toughness for that club, all the Americans have seen him for the American team. That's exactly what he's exhibited at Hanover, that leadership and that toughness.
Always have loved how tactically he has played the right back position and has helped control the right side of the field. I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying probably the greatest right back the United States has ever had.
We need more of those.
Yeah, we certainly do. All right, Sal, listen, great job tonight. Thank you for wrapping it up in style from Munich, Germany. Give us a little German as we say goodnight to you.
Yeah, auf Wiedersehen, bitte gerne.
Thank you, Sal. Great job tonight. So Sal wrapping it up here. We wrap it up as well. A reminder, get over to Facebook, Soccer Matters. That's where we have all kinds of topics over there, cutting-edge news. You get opinion from me. We go back and forth. A lot of people with great commentary over there. Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc. Don't forget the podcast of this show available on ESPN975.com. Go to the audio vault. Click Soccer Matters. For producer Michael Carroll, I'm Glenn Davis, and I say goodnight.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in store or on Menards.com and save big money. Save big money.